USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A 1,000-bed hospital built in just 10 days to handle the coronavirus epidemic opened its doors to its first patients in Wuhan, China. The hospital was built specifically to handle patients infected with the coronavirus that has left more than 360 dead. Construction began January 24th with a crew of 7,000 people working around the clock. A leaked recording of an exchange between an Iranian air traffic controller and an Iranian pilot shows authorities immediately knew that a missile had downed a Ukrainian jetliner, killing all 176 people aboard, despite denials by the Islamic Republic. Ukraine's President Zelensky acknowledged the recording's authenticity in a report aired by Ukrainian television. In Tehran, the head of the Iranian investigation team acknowledged the recording was legitimate and said it was immediately handed over to Ukrainian officials. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Democrats are putting Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan on the national stage to rebut President Donald Trump's State of the Union address, elevating a fresh face and casting an election year spotlight on a swing state in the Midwest as the party looks to win back states that Trump captured in 2016. Her selection has led to increased speculation she could be a running mate pick, though she says she's not interested. A student privacy law will complicate the U.S. Census Bureau's ability to get complete information about students living in college-run housing for the nation's headcount, according to the warning the U.S. Department of Education has sent to universities. Because of the decades-old privacy law, university administrators will not be able to disclose students' sex, race, or Hispanic origin, if asked. The 2020 count will help determine the allocation of $1.5 trillion in federal spending dollars and how many congressional seats each state gets. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has urged Kazakhstan to be cautious when doing international business with China. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Speaking from Nur-Sultan, Mr. Pompeo urged caution to the oil-rich Central Asian nation over its dealings with China, saying it could come with a loss of sovereignty it may hurt instead of helping the country's long-term development.
We fully support Kazakhstan's freedom to choose to do business with whatever country, whichever country it wants, but I'm confident. I'm confident the countries get the best outcomes when they partner with American companies.
Mr. Pompeo also said the U.S. is willing to help them against the coronavirus outbreak in neighboring China. I'm John Clemens.
After the Kansas City Chiefs stormed back to win the Super Bowl, defensive tackle Derek Nnadi celebrated the victory in a very unique way by helping animals in need. The Kansas City Pet Project announced on Facebook the star player had paid off the adoption fees for every single adoptable dog at each of their locations. Thanks to his incredible support following the win, more than 100 available dogs will have their adoption fees sponsored starting today. They said they've had an average of 20 new dogs coming into the shelter every day, so this comes at a great time as our shelter is full of wonderful pets looking for homes. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.